This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little. Dr. Little is the superintendent of Yancey County Schools, and he joins us today with a special guest. Welcome, Dr. Little.
Thank you, Steve. As always, I appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners the good things that are going on in the Yancey County school system. Today, I wanted to share a little information about a very strong partnership we have with a local organization, and that is the Tow River Arts Council. With this partnership, we've been able to provide lots of experiences for our children that they would not normally be able to receive in our schools. Today, I have with me as my guest, Denise Cook, who is the executive director of TRAC. And Denise, thank you very much for being with us today. And I wonder if you might tell our listeners a little bit about what we have been able to do this year with programs in Yancey County with TRAC and some of the things that are still planned for this year.
Thank you, Dr. Little. TRAC is a number of different kinds of programs that we love to bring to Yancey County schools, and one of them is our teaching artist program, where we bring a professional artist in his or her field to the classroom, and students have an opportunity to have a hands-on art experience. This year, we've focused on heritage, and we've brought into the school's quilt maker, Alice Wiley. We've also brought in two different storytellers, Jackie Redleaf, who's a Native American storyteller, and Arlene Broerlis, who's a Appalachian storyteller. In addition, we've also brought musician Terry McKinney. The students through this project are learning something about a professional in his or her field, learning about this particular art form, and then they have an opportunity to make a quilt, sing a song, and practice a story or respond to a story. So we feel like these are very important programs that we bring to the schools. Next year, we're looking at providing some residencies that will focus on the environment and how students might, an artist might respond to the environment as well as a student through art. So we're looking at playwriting, dramas, skits, and some visual arts activities that will relate to this subject. TRAC also provides a number of performances in the schools, and one of our goals is to try to bring at least two shows per student each year. And some of the shows that we've had this past year have included, we brought the Danish gymnastic team along with Arthur Morgan School was one of our sponsors, and kids in the middle schools and the high schools had an opportunity to have some workshops with some gymnasts from Denmark and see a very rich cultural program that they also presented at the schools. And also tying in with our residency, we brought a performing group called the Biscuit Burners, which talked about the heritage of music and brought you through this whole history through a performance of music. And so we enjoyed that with the students. We're real excited this coming up this spring. It'll be on April 2nd that we'll have an opportunity through a program that the state legislative session has granted through the cultural resources. It's a program called Cartwheels. And it's targeted at grades 3 through 5, but we think we'll have enough room for some other grade levels to bring a very significant performance company. It's called Carlotta Santana, and it's a flamenco dance company. And we have study guides and so forth that teachers can tie and integrate the performance into their lesson plans or into what they're learning. But this should be a very exciting program, and in addition, we have a teacher workshop also that we feel will be very helpful in integrating that with their classroom that'll take place on Thursday, April the 3rd. TRAC has a number of other different kinds of programs. We're working on some ideas to implement a after-school string program. We're looking at traditional instruments. It's called JAM, Junior Appalachian Musician. And it's a program we piloted this year, in Mitchell County, and we're hoping to find funds for it for Yancey County next year. And it should be a great program targeted at middle school students. We've got a lot going on. We rely on a lot of support from grants, and we receive support from the United Way Fund of Yancey County to help us with some of our performance programs, and grants from the State Arts Council to do programs in the residency area in the schools. So we've really appreciated this partnership with Yancey County Schools. It's together we can make some, we hope we can make some big differences in the schools, and we feel that arts really has a place, and we work hand in hand also with the art teachers in, as well in our schools. We also rely on the support of volunteers in the community that help us implement some of these programs as well in the schools.
as you can see, we have a lot of services coming to the school system from TRAC. Of course, you mentioned grant writing and so forth as ways of funding these things, because these things are not free. Someone has to pay for them. We give a very small amount of money from our budget to help with this. But then, in addition to the grants, which will take up a great deal of your time, I know that you do some local fundraisers, and I think we've got a couple of fundraisers that you are planning in the near future. So I wonder, we might want to share that with our listeners, because we need the community support for those fundraisers so we can continue what we're doing in our schools to provide these services to our children.
That's right, Dr. Little. We've got a number of ways that people can help out. We have our membership that also helps people to support the programs that we do. And you can become a member all year long. You just stop by or check out our website and pick up an application form. And this will help in some small way. And then we have a monthly Java Jam program. It's a music program. It's a little fundraiser that we do for TRAC. And it's music that takes place the second Friday of every month. And we also have our big annual art auction. Our local artists donate pieces of art. And we invite the public to come out, and they bid for these pieces at our annual art auction. And this year, the auction will take place later in the summer. It takes place on Sunday, August the 10th, in Spruce Pine at our TRAC Center Gallery.
Thank you. The Java Jam programs are very enjoyable, not only for parents and for community members, but I've been talking with your committee on the program, and we're looking at ways to bring the students from the middle school and the high school to those programs, because we feel like that would be a great learning experience. The services we receive from the Tow River Arts Council are very valuable services, and we do appreciate the efforts that you put forth and the members of your organization put forth to provide these experiences for our children. Again, these are experiences that, if not for your program, we would not be able to provide to our children. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Little, for joining us, and also to Denise Cook with Tow River Arts Council. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.